Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I am Joyn Pandey, and I'm not alone as usual. I'm joined by
Mr. Saftas. Khumotso
Mkhanedi. Okay, we'll jump into that. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. Okay, we'll get into the Saftas since that's where you wanted to start.
No, we can start somewhere else.
You looked dapper, by the way. I saw your profile picture. I didn't see you there. But I was there.
I'm saying thanks to my colleague.
Okay.
Honorable.
Thabo
Tshabalala.
Okay, shout out. You looked amazing. One thing I appreciate about the Saftas, by the way, is the red carpet itself. I think, you know, usually these other awards, they usually just have a little welcome, you know, carpet. But they really, you know, pulled out all the stops. And not surprisingly, of course, Shaka Ilembe, you know, scooped most of the awards. They made history, in fact. They scooped 12. In various categories at the Saftas. And it's quite a big deal. It's not something that we see it happening every day. And of course, our man, our main man as a country, I claim him as our man, walked away with a Safta as well. So yeah, congratulations to all the winners.
But the low from the Saftas was the refreshments and the food.
Okay.
The food was like from a food truck.
Wow. Okay,
But otherwise, the awards were, I can say, top of the range.
For sure. Yeah, I think, the drinks were fine, by the way. I mean, I can never talk with the drinks, but the food, maybe. I really appreciate the fact that they had, you know, a vegetarian option, a section for vegetarians, which we don't normally see quite often. And apparently, you know, Gallagher, to book out that entire venue, it's like, I think, 20 million per day, and the fact that it happened. 20 million? 2 million, sorry.
Two.
And for it to take place for 2 days is, you know, it's quite a big deal. And surprisingly, or not surprisingly, I think this year all the awards are seemingly heading to Gallagher. The Saftas took place there. Now the Summers this weekend are also taking place at Gallagher. The Crown Gospel Awards are also coming up, and they're going to be taking place at Gallagher.
I think it's the venue's cheap.
The venue's cheap? You think so? No, look 2 million?
Look at the Summers were from Sun City.
Yeah.
How much do you think Sun City fee?
Okay, yeah. Then, from, yeah. Yeah, so, I hear you.
We are saving costs. Ekalaga.
Wow. Okay. Today so, you're on a dragadation.
Hectic.
Well, the nominees of the Crown Gospel Awards are out, and our very own Snezi has been nominated, which is quite a big deal, of course, because she's with Gallo, and we will always rip our people. And obviously everybody else. We're not going to mention everybody else, but they are all there. Are your usuals. They are there. I'm looking forward to seeing how they do the Crown Gospel Awards this week. Or not this week, this time around. This is obviously following the death, unfortunate death of Uzanele Mbokazi. So that's quite a big one.
How was the nomination?
So for me, I feel like they picked a very small venue. But they were not as extravagant as, you know, Uzanele Mbokazi. You know, she's very narata luxury, narata class.
Glitz
and glamour. And I feel they did not represent that. So hopefully they will make it up at the actual awards that are coming up this November, late November. Yeah, and that's that on that, right, with the awards? The Feathers are also coming up this week.
Gallagher.
No, the feathers are always in a small little market theater there. Mm. That's where they usually go. I don't think they can afford, you know, Gallagher or a big venue like that. But hopefully one day, Tammy Dish will take it, you know, that far. Oh, I forgot to mention, actually, with the Saftas, what was very incredible with what they did this year is they had, they were very inclusive. They had the deaf community also involved. So there was a lady also who read out the nominations in Braille.
Rulane Baloi.
Right? So
then I'm sabotaged.
And it was quite a bad one. But I think it was quite innovative and very inclusive of them to actually do that.
And also we spoke to few actors on the red carpet.
Of course.
Sianda Bongile Mantai, Temkosi, Wiseman, Mnube, Puti, Homo. Quite a lot, you know.
Let's play back the audio.
Well, it's a serious big deal for me because we're doing this in the year where we celebrate 30 years of democracy. I've been in the industry for decades, as we all know. And what's really good for me is the fact that we get to celebrate talent in this country, which we never did before, by the way. There were other awards that had other names, but didn't include everybody.
Mamela Namhlanje, I'm really excited about the nomination to just be recognized in the industry that I love and that is continuously growing and evolving. I think it came at the right time, at the right moment, not only in my career, but also in my personal development. So I'm really proud, I'm really chuffed. I'm just here to celebrate alongside my fellow nominees.
Yeah, it means that we're celebrating lots of talent, especially fresh talent that's just come up in so many channels that are now available. I mean, the film and television space now has grown so much because now there's Netflix, Showmax, Prime Video. So there's so many platforms now where South African talent can showcase themselves, but not just only locally, but internationally. So it's exciting what's happening in the film and television industry.
You know, for me, it's the 18th annual SAFTA, and, you know, just being recognized by your peers, man, by your industry peers, I think that's like one of the best things. And it's 18 years now, that's crazy, man. We've got a lot of young people now who've been making moves. The industry has shifted, and look, I'm very happy that the SAFTA is still going strong.
SAFTA's not just 18, but I think SAFTAs as a whole mean your work is recognized, your efforts are not in vain, and you will be celebrated if you work hard enough.
So logo kumina ipukule ngane ngila manje. Hey, I'm so happy. Ngakujabulisa kakhulu.
Yeah. There's that on that.
Yep.
Lovely. So in some other news, though, getting back into the drama of this life that we're in, Bongani Fassi found himself making headlines for all the wrong reasons, as per usual. You know how it is. But that was because pictures of him being at the hospital and his bruised face, they were circulating on social media, and that's after Zimoja reported that the singer was allegedly inebriated and got involved in the scuffle at a nightclub. And he was beaten up and bleeding heavily. That was the report, but he set the record straight, saying that no, the reason why he got into a brawl was because he was assisting a woman being assaulted by her partner. And this altercation took place on October 27th. I don't know what you got to say about that.
Umunyu buye sibedlela umunyu angena. Hey, yabona ikish. Yes.
Ungazingeni izindaba zabantu.
Ijozi. Hey, that group Jozi.
Right. Oh, man. But actually, it's kind of like a beautiful story, I think, because he was, if it's right, if it's actually,
if it's true.
If it's true, I mean, yes.
Of which I doubt it's true.
Well, we don't want to be sued, so we're going to leave it at that. We're going to move on to some other news, though. Something quite interesting. Uzandi Kubete yena mela shut up in this case. But let me keep you up to speed with why I'm saying that. That's because she's broken her silence on the murder of footballer Usenzo Meiwa. So if you recall, Osa Ndumuyiwa unfortunately was killed on October in 2014. So actually October was his death anniversary. We missed that.
10 years.
Jeez. And still, there are countless theories and it's been years of this investigation and yet no arrests have been made. So pretty much arrests have been made. But I mean, we still have not gotten to the bottom of...
I think next year... We'll be
singing the same song. Because now,
can I go November and whatever the charge thing? But we are going on leave until postponement till March. Then you know the drill,
right?
Tennis go fail.
So well, Zandi decided to say or to share her theory of who. Of what she thinks transpired on the night that Osa Ndumuyiwa was killed. Have a listen.
Also, since I'm having my theories up, this is my theory. You understand?
Sure.
This is my theory, as Zandi Khumalo, whether I'm right or I'm wrong, but this is my theory. I tell you, when these people came into the house, I can tell you this right now, Ubuti, they were not there to kill Senzo. They were not there to kill Senzo. Because he and Gabi Lizian, if they were directed to kill Senzo, they would have gotten in there and bashaw Senzo and the foot number 7 to Bulil. Bebezo figure bezo mdate. You understand? And make sure. But they did not do that. But Ulongo may pusha this guy and pusha le muga and pumela pan. They didn't go after Longo, they left him. But ukelute ma ingene kamere. You understand? So for any person who understand Uti, these people were there for Ukel.
Well, okay, that's quite interesting for her to say that these hitmen were actually going for Kelu Khumalo.
Umaga wabulela because she's trying to push a single. She thinks we are fools.
Well, yes, and we're not. But she's pretty much, I think, incriminating herself to say all of this. Not the same, man.
Why wasn't she saying that while on a stand? Why now?
Why now? True. So, good question.
Rambona.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's that on that. The investigation is still ongoing and we still don't actually know who pulled the trigger. Moving on to some other news, though. A very unfortunate one with the soccer stars. Hey, these soccer stars are always getting into trouble. We know how they do. But video footage of Isikhukhune United player... Sean, please help me pronounce this name.
Sean Mukhaile.
Mukhaile, there we go. He got into an accident. On Wednesday, when his BMW collided with a Hyundai Grand i10, which claimed the life of a 9-year-old in Tembe, Sapra. And it also left a 13-year-old and a mother severely injured. And you know what he decided to do? He decided to flee the scene. But he ended up handing himself over to the police. And there was apparently dacha and alcohol in his car.
And grandpa. And Carver, what was the grandpa?
Definitely gonna have a headache. And I'm sure he has the biggest headache right now because that is a very serious
case. And a bottle
case.
Of tequila, like Don Julio.
Don Julio.
Don Julio. Don Julio.
You know when you can afford it, you can say it. Shame, man. Yeah, he's definitely looking at some time behind bars. That's definitely what's going to transpire. And hopefully, because he fled the scene. You know, that already was just questionable on many, many, many levels. But maybe to play devil's advocate, I think in that moment, you're so scared, you don't know what to do. He's a famous man. He just signed a contract with, you know, a soccer team. So which soccer team?
He was playing for Royal AM.
Oh, damn.
Then I think from Royal AM, he came Mokos Kukun. So, but Cheng Shapangor, it happens with life. Like, while you're minding your own business, you won that video.
Yay.
Jumping to an oncoming.
Yeah.
No, he must just FaceTime.
He definitely needs to do some time. That's quite horrible. But onto some light news, though. Let's move on to that. Unomalanga Shozi is apparently expecting another baby. Who's the father this time around?
Uh, Agnahana umung wa mawele.
Maida or League. Oh, not them?
Agnahana bona.
Okay. One of the major. Major or League. Somebody's the father there. So this will be her second child. Congratulations if it's true. And it seems to be true, actually, because she's been concealing her what do we call this? Her belly for quite some time. Somebody else who's expecting is Untombi. Umtanaga Ashley Mhlophe.
Oh, Ntombi Ngqobo.
Yes, she's also been, okay, but she's been dressing her belly. She's been parading with, you know, showcasing that. I see she has not announced it on social media. So actually, mina intentizing ndaba zabantu, but okay. But let's congratulate her. Regardless.
But normally, we're tricky because she said, you know, we as women go through some changes in eng. Then, if you spoiler the story, when I issue la poguti, umfuni la zangu mtod.
Oh, is that what she said?
She said that in the audio.
Okay, that's pretty much her saying. You know what? Let's play the audio.
No, listen, my brother. Like, let me tell you something. As a woman, you know, we have lots of things that go on with our bodies. So abantu will always speculate, but in terms of that, I don't know anything about that, to be quite honest. I think that's what we can do.
Okay, no. Agnankin, sharp, sis.
Nah? Okay.
Okay, cool stuff.
That's pretty much her confirming.
Okay, fine.
Interesting. Well, congratulations to everybody out there who's expecting. Yeah, very interesting stuff. Congratulations are also in order, though, for Ulirato Nxumalo. She's officially off the market. Uthola umlungu womphatha kahle, kahle blind, unenyuko siyayibona le ringi.
Siyawubona nama-excursion wasipesheya.
Yes, wasipesheya.
Sibona ama-champagne.
Siyabona ama-champagne, ama-BBL futhi.
Ama-blomo.
Yeah, no, congratulations to her. I think she really found love and, you know, it's not easy to find, especially a legit type of love. So congratulations to her too. Mm. That's the chat. Speaking of marriage, though, somebody, a very controversial couple, is celebrating 12 years of being together, even though there was a break. Uthole Mo and Umome Mahlangu celebrated 12 years. And she reflected on, you know, their highs and lows. The low that we know is that in late July 2023, Thole Mo went and said, "No, we're heading for a divorce and I hate black women." Let's play that clip again so we remind ourselves what is that.
"I don't want anything to do with a black woman. For me personally, oh guys, I love you guys. When you see me, please hug me, take pictures. But there's no good angina interest at all. Because I'm what? I am traumatized. And no one has got the right to tell me how. Do you know I'm on medication right now for life? I'm on Epilim 300 milligrams.
Jesus Christ.
300? You see, I'm still high and shit. I've taken two of those tablets this morning. It doesn't do shit. But at least it helps me calm down my anxiety. The time when you saw me there, I don't think I was on my medication by that time, Momo. No? I had a mental breakdown. I went through, you know, when Momo and I separated. For 7 days at this peak, I was admitted to Tembisa Hospital. Momo, come here."
Yeah, well, they back together. They've reunited, even though when they broke up, Ukai Uthole Mo went and found some comfort in another woman's arms. But yeah, bygones are bygones. They are now saying that prayer and morning devotions is what has pulled or built their relationship right now. Regardless of the challenges that they face, they're very much happy together, regardless of Uthole Mo having ridiculed Umome. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Love is beautiful. Kudos
always,
to them.
Always. Yes.
Speaking of love, though, Umo Samseleku, the popular polygamist, hence I'm segueing into love, he has laughed off health concerns amid hospitalization reports. Now, it is so late as we went, Umseleku was experiencing symptoms resembling a stroke for weeks, and he had to be hospitalized. Yeah, that's quite intense. But of course, we reached out to him, and this man. that I suddenly don't have that much respect for, he decided to send me laughing emojis. I was like, so what's the chat, sir? Like, okay. He's usually so forthcoming with information when it comes to the media, but this time around, he decided to just send laughing emojis and say, no, I'm the property of Mzansi Magic. Go ahead and ask them what's the chat. So hopefully he's not, this is not a ploy to somehow promote an upcoming show.
Is it Mzansi Magic in hospital or what?
Like, Wabon? Come on. You know what I mean? Like, so annoying. He also went on Instagram and said, no, they are saying I'm in hospital as we speak. And he went and posted images alongside his children. So that's that on that. Whatever, if you want attention.
So now, Tombez on my archives. So don't make us fools.
Come on. Yeah. So, yeah, that's that on that, actually. Moving right along to some quite disturbing news, and yabona manje isikhathi samaskemi isikhathi sinkunzi, and now Ushashi Naidu is the latest victim to that. She apparently says that criminals accessed more than 500,000 rand from her bank account without even needing passwords.
Okay,
that is. It sounds like
by her saying that, mm-hmm. that's an invitation to SARS.
Yo,
Winzan.
Yo, yay! Because you're not on TV. What are you doing?
Mm.
Yeah,
500.
Mara ojalalebatova nalingchelete. And she said she just sold her home, so I assume maybe no one nalemutai. Damn, no, this is quite like
a... No, it's quite serious, but the, like she's not coming upfront information.
Mm.
Like how do they know your PIN, your password or your PIN? Password, your phone, your PIN. In fact, there is another PIN somewhere in Kenya go on the app. So I think it's a lie in jail.
Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
Where do I begin? Okay, so I had a bit of a nightmare in South Africa that's turning into a horror story that I kind of wanted to share with you guys. Because I really, when you say you wouldn't want this to happen to your worst enemy, I mean that. On Wednesday, I was emceeing an event, and as I got out of my Uber and got into the parking lot, someone ran up to me, grabbed my phone, and that is what I thought the end of it. And you know that story. It's super inconvenient. You've got to do a swim swap, get a new phone. My phone wasn't insured. Fine. That's like a really bad luck. And I still emceed the event. I still went and did everything. And the next day, I went and I did the swim swap. And they said it would take 3 hours. The SIM never activated. It did take a long time as I put my phone into the SIM for all my apps and stuff to come on, but the SIM card never activated. And then I called back and Vodacom said, no, it would take up to 24 hours for a SIM to be activated. So I thought, okay. The next day, which is Friday, I was flying back to Dubai. And my manager calls me and said she's having a problem paying staff salaries. So I thought, okay, maybe with the SIM swap, it affected the banking app. So I'll just pop into EBSA at the airport. So I check in, go into EBSA, get a hold of all my apps. And they have cleaned out my savings account, cleared out the credit. I had not spent anything on my credit card. They cleared out 500,000 on the credit card. And I had an access bond, so they withdrew all the money from my bond and put that into my savings and then spent that. I literally had a heart attack, and then just as soon as I saw that, also ran to F&B, and they did the same on F&B, and I just recently sold my house, so all that money was sitting in my savings. I could actually cry, but... Anyway, if your phone does get stolen, even if they don't have credit cards, there's still a way. To be honest, I haven't kind of even figured out how they got hold of, like, into my apps without facial recognition and passwords. I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out now, and obviously going through the whole procedure of, yeah. Anyway, so just phone your banks immediately if your phone gets stolen.
Well, yeah, basically, we must just be careful. Because that's in. I think what I do, I don't know if this is a good thing, but I just move my money to like a different account. So when you tap my phone, where you tap, you can't, like, it will be, it will say insufficient funds. You see, I just a young 100 rand for in case.
A young 100 rand.
You understand. So I just, that's how I try. And I don't know if it's a good thing. But yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, that's that on that. Yeah, well, that's been it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisalive. This Chisapod is a Times Life production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Pandey.
Bye-bye.
Until next time, bye for now.